Have you ever thought about the significance of the Damodar Leela? It's the only Leela or pastime of Krishna which is celebrated each single day for a whole month. All other Leelas are celebrated for just one day when they occurred. Or took place or still take place. But this one Leela is celebrated each single day. This pastime begins with Krishna stealing butter, but it ends with Krishna stealing our heart. This is what should happen when we observe each month the celebration of the Lord by offering him a candle or a lamp and so on. He steals our heart because he subjugates himself to the love of his devotees. One of Krishna's many names is Bhayapaha, one who destroys all fears. Thus, from time immemorial, devotees and people pray to God to free them from dangerous situations, surgery, tax problems, health problems, relationship problems. They pray to him, please free me from this. But the Lord, who destroys all fears, himself becomes very fearful when his loving mother lifted a stick in order to teach him that he should not steal butter. He became so fearful that he started to run and run and run and run. And finally, when Mother Yashoda had caught him because he allowed himself to be caught, then he was standing there. His little chest was heaving, coming up and down, because he was breathing so heavily. And he said, "Mother, throw away that stick, please." Mother Yashoda saw Krishna was panicking, and he thought of another way to teach him that he should not steal. So she bound him. It was a long, long effort, but finally she was, so to say, successful. Now Krishna is Mukunda, he who gives liberation to others. But although he can give liberation to all those who worship him, he could not escape the bondage of Mother Yashoda. He can tie everyone from the ropes of karma, but he could not liberate himself from the rope of love. He would not do it. Because in this month of Damodar, Krishna shows to the whole world, I am the God of love. I only want love of my devotees. I don't want money. I don't want so many praises in the Vedic hymns. I want that they love me. He even will say, I don't want service if it is not done with love. And this love can take many, many forms. In the case of Mother Yashoda, out of love, she thought, I need to teach my child, otherwise he gets spoiled. Love conquers. Love subjugates. Love is higher even than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakti or devotion and devotional love brings him under the control of his devotees. This is told in big, big letters each single day for an entire month in the month of Kartik.